Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, December the 5th, 2025, 12/5/25. First Friday in the month of December, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Tis the season, except for Matt, who's in the studio tonight, who apparently is just... I've been around you a few Christmases now. You seem more angry this Christmas than I've ever seen.
Oh, no, I'm just not a fan of the Christmas.
No, but you've been fine the last Christmases. Now, this Christmas, you got a big problem.
I don't know. I mean, last year I wore an elf hat. I think that's about the only difference. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Last year I wore an elf hat. I think that's about the only difference.
But you got like a hostility. Every time I've seen you and every time Christmas is even brought up, you just have an anger for it.
I think I gave a rant about Christmas last year.
I don't think so. Not like this.
I think I did.
No. I remember it.
I'm pretty sure I went on the same spiel.
No. I mean, you'd be like, I'm not wearing that. I don't want anything to do with that. It's a whole thing this year.
We even talked about Midnight Mass last year because I brought up the fact that it's a religious thing.
But listen, I'm telling you, I don't remember the hostility last year. I know that you wore the elf hat last year. This year, I have some kind of problem with the elf hat.
Well, I didn't like the elf hat last year.
Okay. So?
So this year, I
don't. But you wore it.
Yeah, this year I opted that I'm not going to wear the elf hat.
There's a little more hostility this year.
Well, I don't want to wear the
elf hat. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, just total rants on Christmas. We're not even there yet.
Oh, I understand.
I think you had a childhood trauma. That's what I believe.
I don't think I did.
By the way, the fruitcake toss is coming up. Nobody ever does. It's coming up on December the 11th at 7 p.m. Thursday night. We thank the Industrial Channel for providing the Buckeye Donuts from Buckeye Donut. People who have been entered in the fruitcake toss: Chip, Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Weslin Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thaddeus Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett with the Y-Men, Miranda McGinnis, Mayor Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the fire department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Parker, Tara Dyer, the Salvation Army bell ringer, Heather Hill, Allison Russo, Ralph Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff, Dana Martin, Buckeye Guy, Ben Weber, Colleen Marshall, Pastor Whitaker, Jim Jordan, Tracy Richardson, Glenn Coble, and Santa Claus. Now, we will have a tree that night, a live Christmas tree donated by the Y-Men that will mark our 70-foot mark. We'll have ornaments and other things hanging on that. If you hit that, you'll get a special prize. Bob Welsh is bringing the plaques that night, as he always does. We're giving the tree to the homeless shelter when the night's over. The bell ringer will be here with the canteen from the Salvation Army, and it's just going to be a night of excitement.
Sounds like it.
Thursday night, 7:15 p.m. It'll air on this station, and Larry Barnett will be getting his Upper Crust Society Award. It's going to be big. If anybody would like to say anything or nominate somebody, give us a call, 740-383-9944. So, your hostility toward the holiday comes from what childhood trauma?
Well, I don't think there's a childhood trauma.
Well, what's your problem?
With Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that it's a big... I mean, it's... Christmas was originally a religious holiday. There are still people who do religious things on Christmas, but it seems more now that it's not a religious thing. It was a secular holiday that has now become a non-secular holiday, and now it's nothing but a big old consumerist.
So you're a big religious type, and you're angry that consumerism has taken over your holiday.
No, I'm not religious.
Oh, then what? So that argument's out the window then. So what do you got?
I just feel like it's not... Christmas, to my understanding, I think, like the, you know, birth of Christ, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And now
you
about...
celebrate that?
I would much rather celebrate the birth of Jesus
Even though you're not of a religious belief.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
I would have gone to Mass last year, midnight Mass. Went with me. So I wasn't going to go by myself. I don't know anybody at a Catholic.
See,
this
hostility that you have? you think it's not hostile.
I don't know. I dislike Christmas or the holiday season.
But I'm trying to figure out why.
It just seems to be about a lot of spending of the money.
Well, don't spend any money then. Well, who's asking you to?
What do you mean?
Who's bending your fingers back to spend money?
Every year, my mom always likes to ask for stuff, and then I argue with her, and I think I even got caught flack for that last year, because I was talking about how she wanted some kind of something or another on air, and then I wasn't going to buy it for her, because she was never going to use it.
You caught flack for that?
Yeah, people were not a fan of that. I was like, I'm not buying. I don't know what you want me to do.
Well, why do you bring it up then?
It doesn't really matter, I guess. I mean, the same thing this year. I mean, she asked for something this year, and I think she's not going to use it, so I'm not going to buy it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Does anybody else in your family ask for things?
My grandma asked me if I was going to buy her something.
And how did that go?
Well, I told her that I haven't bought her anything. Told her that I probably wasn't going to buy anybody anything. And I told her that, shopping's just not my thing. She told me they've spent quite a bit of money on Christmas.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So this is your problem with Christmas, that people ask for things that you do not want to buy.
Sure, I guess.
Well, then don't buy them.
I don't.
Well, then what's the problem? So what are you disliking? You're not participating in what you don't like, so what's the problem?
The problem is everybody. It's unavoidable.
What is unavoidable?
What do you mean?
If you don't want to do it, you don't need to do it. Problem solved.
There's Christmas lights, there's Christmas music, you got, I go to my...
What do you care if somebody puts up Christmas lights?
I go to my grandma's for Christmas. I mean, we still do things on Christmas.
Well, what is... I think it's
Christmas Eve we do, because we do a gift exchange, and the gift exchange happens on Christmas
Eve. Well, there you go. What's the problem with that?
Also, I got a baby in the gift exchange. What am I supposed to get a baby? Get it a blanket. Call it a day.
Well, I don't know. Why would a baby be in the gift exchange?
Your guess is as good as mine. I'd take it up with them. I didn't put the baby in there.
Sounds to me like you got a family issue here. That seems because you're talking about your mother and your grandmother and getting a baby. It seems like you got a family problem.
I don't. I mean, I just... why are you getting Christmas gifts?
I did not make the rules of this up.
Babies don't remember Christmas.
Who made the rules up?
When do people start remembering things?
Whose baby is this?
My cousin's.
Okay, well, there you go. Talk to her.
I asked her what to get a baby. She said to get it toys or something. I was like, I'm just going to get it a blanket. Sounds easier.
Well, then why'd you ask if you didn't care?
I don't know what you get a baby.
Oh, my God. It sounds like you're creating your own problem.
I thought about getting diapers because, the baby is... I mean, it's a baby. I mean, it doesn't need anything. I was going to
get
diapers
for
the mom.
Whatever you want to get the baby.
Oh, getting diapers for the mom.
Fine.
But that's not a gift for the baby.
Who cares? Who's going to shame you? What is the big deal?
Well, I don't know what you mean. I've caught flack for gifts I've gotten people before. As a matter of fact, last year I got my cousin, the same cousin whose kid I have now.
Sounds like that might be a little fixed.
No, I mean, they put it all in a hat, and they shake up the hat and say, draw a name.
Yeah, but I know darn well the Christmas exchange at work is fixed.
Well, different... it's my cousin's kid. I got the cousin, not the kid. But... new kid. Kid was not there last year. But he had he did have a kid last year, so he has three kids now.
All right. So you got him.
I got him. I got him diapers.
How do you have three kids in 1 year? I don't think that's possible.
No. I mean, he had one kid, and then there was another kid, and then there was like a year or two gap or something, and then he had another kid.
Oh, well, good for him. Okay. So the problem was...
Oh, well, everybody got upset with me because I bought the man diapers, and I was like, I asked him what he wanted me to get him. He said diapers. I don't know what you want from me. I got the man what he asked for Christmas. Fight me. But apparently that wasn't good enough.
Well, didn't he stick up for you and say, yes, this is what I wanted?
Yeah, but then my mom still went and, my mom had previously, before the gift exchange happened, she had, like, taken it upon herself to buy him something and then make me pay her back for it.
Oh.
I was like, okay. So I think he ended up getting, like, a $25, I mean, it was a gift card. I think she just bought him, like, a $25 Steam gift card or something. And then I bought him diapers.
So if he got the gift card, what's the problem?
With what?
Well, you said you were criticized.
Yeah, I was criticized because everybody knew I was getting... I mean, he knew I was getting them diapers.
Well, then who criticized you?
My mom, my grandma, my aunt.
What'd they say?
You can't just get him diapers. You're really going to get him diapers? I'm like, that's what he said he wanted. Diapers.
Yeah, but I thought there was a gift card back up that you paid for.
My mom paid for it and then made me pay her back for it because she got it from my gift exchange person. I was okay. Like, I didn't ask you to get the gift card.
See, this sounds like a mother issue.
No, I like my mom.
Well, I didn't say you did. I did not say you disliked your mom. I see, that makes me... that was a little Freudian there.
No, you said...
I said I think you have a mother issue here.
If I
didn't say you disliked your mother. I said I think your mother asked for gifts that...
you like?
You can, yeah. It sounds to me like Christmas is an issue because every story here has involved your mother. And, you know, she asks for gifts that you don't want to get her and so on and so forth. And she critiques your gifts and all these sort of things.
Oh, it wasn't just her.
Seems like mother issues. Go ahead, tell her.
Yeah. If somebody complains about a gift I give them, they don't give a gift no more.
Why do you think he's so hostile toward the holidays?
Well, because it's, like he said, it's commercialized. I mean...
But you don't have to participate in the commercialization.
Well, now, how can you not participate and have your mother, you know, get on your case?
Well, that's mother issues. That's not Christmas issues. That's a mother issue.
Well, see, my mom complained one time of a gift I got her and she on Christmas, and she never got another Christmas present from me.
Well, that's Christmas, if that's, you know. See, that sounds like maybe you had mother issues.
And not only... She didn't complain to me. She complained to her brother. That was in from Canton, Ohio.
What did you get her?
And he took it upon himself to tell me that gift was a picture. Belonged in a old study or whatever. And then I confronted her and...
This is a wonderful Christmas story.
I get robbed on Christmas anyhow. You know, at one point we bought, you know, for everybody. But then we dropped down to just buying for the kids. You know?
You didn't like that?
Huh?
You didn't like that?
No, I'm fine with that. But see, I have no kids.
Okay.
So, I always buy for the kids. You know, so, and if you didn't like the present, you better not say nothing. I mean, it costs me more money every year than I get back.
Well, here's the thing. What did you say to your mother when your uncle told you this belonged in a study?
Oh, I can't remember.
But it ruined Christmas for you.
She didn't get no birthday presents either.
Well, see, there's hostility.
And I would not take any presents from Mom and Dad.
They still got them for you?
No.
Well, there you go.
Well, they told me, you know, we had the pizza shop then, you know, Mom, you know, say take some money out, so much money out for a present or something like that. And nope, I didn't take no money out. I didn't want no money. I didn't want no presents.
Well, this sounds... Couldn't you and Mom have sat down and had a conversation and worked this out?
Conversation with my mom? Like
that? Well, no, see, that's a mother issue.
Is she going to act like her feelings is hurt, blah, 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 you know? I don't need that, you know?
Well, I guess so, but here's the thing. I think if you would have sat down with Mom and said, listen, Mom, I didn't appreciate you telling Uncle from Canton, Ohio that, you know, you didn't like my gift. That hurt my feelings. Could you not do that again? Things would have been fine.
Oh, do you sit down and have a conversation like that with your mom?
don't recall this issue happening with my mother, so we haven't had to have this conversation.
You know, it, like Matt said, you're out, you spend all kind of time shopping, trying to find a good gift for somebody, and if somebody don't like their gift, I've gotten gifts before that I didn't like, you know, I might spend $20 on somebody and I get a pre- when we was buying for everybody, I might get a present that costs $5, something chintzy, and I buy everybody $20-$30 gifts. You know?
Oh, yeah, so, but see, it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Said the one who's receiving, yeah.
But if you got to complain about a gift that I'm trying to give you, you know, so... So be it. You
maybe mom did not have a study to put the picture in.
Well, she had a mom and dad at an office. She had her desk there, and dad had his computer desk. Mom wasn't ever on computer, but, you know.
Well, what happened to the picture?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember.
But that ended Christmas gifts in your family forever, this Christmas incident.
Oh, not for everybody in my family, just mom.
Oh, did you still buy for your father?
Huh?
Did you still buy for your father?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that cheesed her off.
Whatever.
Well, see, I think that's a mother issue. I think both you and Matt have mother issues here.
You know, when you're younger, you know, your mom always tells you how grateful you ought to be because you got the best parents in the world. Or you ought to be grateful for this, grateful for that. I mean, you get tired of hearing that, you know what I'm saying?
Matt, how do you feel about your mom?
Like I said, I like my mom.
Well, you like her, but clearly you have issues when she gives you a list for Christmas.
If she gets a bad gift, Matt, just don't give her a gift anymore.
Oh, no, I mean, I don't think she's ever complained about a gift I've gotten her, or I mean, I don't think I've ever gotten really a bad gift. I mean...
Then what are you complaining about?
As a matter of fact, my parents have gone out of their way to attempt to get us everything we've asked for Christmas for as long as I can remember.
Well, then you should be grateful. What an ingrate you are. What an ingrate. You just praised your parents, but you complain that they ask for something for Christmas. That's so ungrateful.
No, I honestly, I think my mom, the reason she asked, I don't know, like, because I bought my dad, because he's a Dolphins fan, so I bought him, I was shopping with my sister, and we came across this, like, sports memorabilia place, and I found a Dolphins jersey that was signed by Bob Greasy. It was a Bob Greasy jersey signed by Bob Greasy. Bob Greasy was
I remember him playing.
Yeah. Quarterback that took him to the undefeated Super Bowl. So I bought the Bob Greasy jersey for my mom for my dad, and I you know, I don't think my mom was a fan of that.
Why not?
Because I honestly don't know if I got my mom anything for Christmas that year.
Well, why would you do that?
Because I saw it and I was like, my dad would love that.
Okay, well, that is wrong. I would, you know, you don't get your dad a nice autographed jersey and get mom nothing.
I didn't see a nice autographed jersey for my mom.
She didn't want a nice autographed jersey. She wanted a chair, you said, or something.
No, she wanted, because I was going, because she wanted to get something that was signed by George Kittle, because she's a 49ers fan. And I told her that, well, I was looking for something signed by George Kittle, but I couldn't find it. I don't trust buying signatures off the internet. I don't know, I feel like they're going to be fake.
I don't know. I don't know why people get angry at the holidays.
Well, the way I look at it is, if mom and dad wanted it, they already had it. You know, what are you going to do? Buy your mom an automatic can opener or something? She probably already has.
My mom wants a tablet.
There you go.
You know?
She
likes opening them by hand. I don't know. I'm just saying that as an example. But
get her something handwritten. Write her a handwritten note.
Why?
Well, because you know that you
tell her how much you love her and how much you enjoy having her.
Why she was a good mother.
Why am I taking the time to write a note for all that? You know, it's so much faster.
Oh my God! You said you don't want to buy anything. Then write her a note.
Yeah, but like, look, I could just say it to her. You know how much faster it is to talk than write. Like, I could save myself like
whatever.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well,
like you're so
I
booked.
I wouldn't have to say it to her. She would comment on how great a parents we have. You have, and you ought to be grateful. You know, I don't. she tells herself she's the best parent in the world, and dad's the best parent in the world. They don't need me to tell them they're the best parent in the world, because they already know that. They already pronounce themselves great parents. So.
Has your mom gone on to her reward?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you still, she could be listening to you right now.
What? You really believe in heaven and hell?
I'm not one to say, but I'm just saying she could be.
Do you believe in Jack the Beanstalk, too?
Listen, I am not here to say what is true and what is false. All I'm saying is there could be the possibility. Would you have said this stuff while she was still with us?
Well, maybe not all this stuff.
See?
She was listening to you, but...
Right. She could have been hostile in those days.
Well, I just wouldn't comment about me not giving her no gift. I just wouldn't want to bring it up.
She might have got the rolling pin after you.
Yeah, possible.
Possible. All right. Well, we'll continue on here tonight. We still got the classic. Do you enjoy the WGH Christmas memories and the songs tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep it up.
I didn't listen to your first hour. What was going on first hour? You get on that too?
No. We played the Arthur Treacher record, and we played some of the Christmas memories from years past.
Well, at least I got the second hour.
Right. Well, we got a few still to play.
Okay.
All right. So you need to work on your Christmas etiquette.
No, I don't think that's right.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe you feel like you can't live up to what Mom got you.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm sure I could. Like, I could buy her this tablet that she wants.
Do it.
No.
Why?
Guys, it's expensive, and I don't think she's going to use it.
Did your brother and your sister get her anything?
I honestly don't know.
But why is it you?
I'm sure my sister does.
Yeah, favorite.
No, I don't know. I don't know what my brother gets here. I have no clue.
Phone lines are open, by the way. 740-383-9944. It's a real psychodrama here tonight.
I know that as long as my brother's had a job, he's gotten me Christmas gifts.
Well, there you go.
Up until I got a job and he was asking me if we're getting each other Christmas gifts, and I was like, honestly, I'm cool on all that. So me, my brother, and my sister all just simultaneously, collectively agree to not get each other gifts. So that's three people knocked off the board right there.
Maybe you need some gifts. Maybe that's your problem.
I don't need gifts.
Maybe you do. Maybe that's where the hostility's coming from.
Well, I need to, like, get gifts?
Something.
Or give gifts.
I don't know. But there's hostility there, and there's some reason that it's there. And you got to figure that out to get through the holidays.
It's a big consumerist holiday that has nothing to do with the purpose of Christmas.
But you don't believe in the purpose of Christmas anyway, so what's the point?
Because if Christmas was just a religious holiday, I wouldn't have to deal with it forever. It goes since, like, as soon as Thanksgiving ends, it's Christmas time, up until, like, and even then after Christmas, for some reason, people play Christmas music until, like, January 31st for some reason. Like, why? Christmas is over. You got a whole year to go. There's one day a year that Christmas music is allowable, and it's on Christmas.
Okay. To prove that that's wrong, here's a Christmas memory from here at the station. We're going to go back now to the Christmas, I believe, of 2015. It's the Christmas party. And the old former major of the Salvation Army was the, I believe his name was Major Knickerbocker.
What is a major?
He's the head of,
like,
the Salvation Army. Yeah.
Okay.
So... his daughter used to play the trombone, or the trumpet. It was one of those. I think it was a trumpet. She used to play that when she would ring the Salvation Army bell. So we invited him to the Christmas party that year, and here's what happened in 2015. Enjoy yourself. Merry Christmas.
Caitlin Knickerbocker, backed up by her father, Major Paul Knickerbocker. And we are going. Here we go.
Go.
Thank you.
you, Caitlin. Very nice. Headed to the Rose Bowl Parade, and we're going to hear some more from Caitlin as the program progresses here.
Now, you know, I was thinking, that's 10 years ago now. That girl is old. She was a little girl in those days.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Old.
Well, she's older. She was probably like 15, 16 in those days. Now she's like 25, 26. Caitlin Knickerbocker.
Yep, that's how that works.
Did that put you in the mood?
Well, that's a religious one, isn't it?
Wonderful Christmas memory. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, you know what we have not done? We have not played the fruitcake song.
You have a favorite Christmas song?
The Christmas song, yes.
Like?
Chestnuts, roasting on an open fire. Okay, here is the fruitcake song with, I believe there's some... what would you say? Commentary from A Christmas Past in here. But here's the Fruitcake song performed by the late Paul Savage here on WGH Talk. Enjoy yourself.
Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
You know, it's a tremendous thing. I was thinking there during that, I just wrote a little lyric about fruitcake. I did during the
really?
Right there, right off the top of my head.
Well, let me hear.
Okay, he goes, holiday food is great. You won't want to be late. Some like fruitcake, but once you get it in your mouth, you realize you've made a mistake.
You can tell it's Christmas by the eggnog and the tree. And you can tell it's Christmas by the chilly winter breeze. You can tell it's Christmas by the things that make you sneeze. And you can tell it's Christmas by the fruitcake in your teeth.
See, that's the same question. We've talked about oranges and apples and fruit for Christmas.
Not fruitcake.
We've got to get past that, you know?
She had it right. She said it tastes like anise.
Yeah. Soap.
Yeah.
See, everybody, it's not anise. Just me.
Anise is my favorite ingredient.
Isn't that a candy?
It could be a licorice, an ingredient in licorice. And you can buy, there's an anise-flavored plant that you find in the produce.
And you can wash your hair with it.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
Tastes like soap.
Yeah. Would it come out green? That's what I...
Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. There's music in the air. Again, folks are smiling. Laughter everywhere, in places snow's piling. There's fires crackling too, and parties now to handle. I even think I saw a fruitcake on my mantle. Fruitcake, it's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Ho-hum, what great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Yes.
Now, the first one is this horrible thing.
Oh, great.
This horrible, horrible.
Yes, I already ate one of those.
Oh, my goodness. It's a fruitcake, folks.
Yeah, that's
Charlie Evers likes these things.
That's the best, the Claxton, isn't it?
It is the Claxton.
Yeah.
I like them, too.
Yeah, right.
Well, you guys can eat this up all afternoon.
These young kids.
I cannot stand this.
Young kids don't know what's good.
Is that the one that tastes like soap to you?
Yes, this is the soap one. I can't eat these things.
Well, that's strange.
I'm going to try it again today, but...
They're good.
I'm going to walk this over when Paul gets into his first song here. But I figured, because I don't want you to choke, we also have...
Oh, eggnog. Yes.
So we have got a Christmas celebration going on
Am
here
I
today.
Am I ready or what?
Here? He's ready. Paul's ready. He's got the knife to cut the fruitcake. So we're going to have some Christmas cheer, even though, as Charlie and I have already discussed, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah. Now, do you like eggnog?
Eggnog I can do.
The scene for a day, there isn't so much anger. And if you look to find, might find a little manger. It really is a blessing for all those who partake. But tell me, who's the wise guy that got me this fruitcake? Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Oh, hum, what great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Everybody loves a fruitcake. I'm just going to start wrapping those up.
You might as well, sure.
I think I'm going to build a bomb shelter out of those.
You could.
I'd be safe.
You have a quantity of fruitcake?
If somebody gave them to me, I would have a quantity because I would not eat them.
I see.
I think the same one gets passed around every year. I don't think there's more than one fruitcake in the world.
When I was younger, us younger people used to say, hey, look there goes a fruitcake.
That's a different meaning.
Oh, that was a different.
That wasn't at Christmas time, was it? Oh, we had some fun around here in the old days. My goodness gracious.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Isn't that entertainment right there?
Oh, I think so.
Did you enjoy the fruitcake song? 740-383-9944. You know, we have a long history with fruitcake at this station. We've had 6 fruitcake tosses. We had the year where people donated money to some charity because I would eat a fruitcake on Christmas Eve morning. We had years when I would bring in the fruitcake and the eggnog. We had Paul Savage, who wrote the song about fruitcake, because Charlie and I talked about my dislike of it on the air. One year, Marge Hazelett brought in fruitcakes. One of our late listeners, what was her name? Ruth Huss, made a homemade fruitcake and brought it in one year for me to try. We have a long history with the fruitcake.
You know, I bet some homemade fruitcakes taste pretty good.
Oh, that was good. I like Ruth Huss's fruitcake.
Is that the one who used the recipe where you had to like pour like a whole bunch of rum over it or something?
No. Ruth, she just knew how to cook. It was a homemade. It wasn't that Claxton anise soapy fruitcake. Terrible, nasty. Did you like the fruitcake song? Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. Because we've got about 12 minutes left in the show, and we're getting close to the all-time greatest holiday story that I have. And we'll play the clip. It's the one that gets requested every year more than the others. Are you excited, Matt?
I'm excited.
Every year it's the number one. You know, if there is a better holiday story than this, I don't know. But it's there.
I don't know if it's a holiday story, but...
Oh, it's a story.
Well, it's definitely not a holiday story, because somebody... I was thinking of the flower pot story, but definitely not a holiday story, because it's a flower pot. You don't grow flowers in the winter. And that, look at that.
Flower pot?
Logic.
What are you talking about?
The flower pot?
Who's talking about a flower pot?
It was your story.
What does it... Oh, no, that's not the great Christmas story.
Oh, I don't know. I love that story, though.
Oh, somebody hijacked the flower pot and brought it back? With flowers in it.
See, yes, but I guess the story itself is rather mundane. It was just because you were like, you know, I just got home the other day, and I was like, something's different. And then like it took you a while. You were like, I don't have a flower pot anymore.
Big flower pot somebody stole, and I was going to call the FBI in on that, and then it returned with flowers in it.
They felt bad, I guess.
Well, whatever happened, I don't know. It turned out okay.
I don't know why. I just love that story.
It was a good time.
I think so.
All right. Okay, get ready. Pull the kids up to the listening device or the radio, because we're going to tell you now the greatest Christmas story, and we have the audio to back this up, that it did happen once upon a... I'm going to set the scene. Get ready. It's honest to God, I don't know of any Christmas story that's as wonderful as this. This is the all-time greatest Christmas story. You ready, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's what happened. Okay, we used to have a caller who called in all the time to this station called Bob Austin. His name was Bob Austin. Now, Bob Austin has went on to his reward now. Bob Austin is no longer with us. Now, Bob Austin had what you would say was a gravelly voice. You know, he talked very gravelly, a gravelly, hard-to-understand voice. So, sometimes when Bob would call in, you couldn't really understand him because he had one of those very, like a tough old coal miner, hard, gravelly voice. Okay, so we would talk about it during the breaks, but never on air because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So we would never discuss that Bob had a gravelly voice. So then Christmas Eve came. Christmas Eve 2019. And we had a tradition around here many years in which Charlie Evers and myself and a couple other people, throughout the years it was different, would get together and we would have eggnog spiked with moonshine on the Christmas Eve morning. We would do it during the show, you see. So, this was Charlie Evers' last Christmas. Thank God it was his last Christmas, because I don't know if he could have made it through another one. But he drank a little more than everybody else did. Matter of fact, he would always, on the Christmas Eve morning, have his wife bring him in so she could drive him home. That's how he knew he was going to get, heavy duty. Now, Charlie, other than that, I never really saw him drink a whole lot. But on Christmas Eve morning, he drank. So, it's the Christmas Eve morning of 2019, and Terry's there, Terry Tackett, and Sean Kraft is there, and I am there, and Charlie's there, and we start drinking rather early, the eggnog spiked with moonshine, and there might have been a fruitcake there. So at one point, Charlie is drinking a little bit of the eggnog and the moonshine, and by a little bit, I mean a lot. He'd had a lot. He thinned his blood right down to pretty much, it was like 80% moonshine. He'd been drinking heavy that morning. And it comes to this moment in the morning, Charlie's drinking heavy, Bob Austin, our devoted listener with the gravelly voice, is at home, listening to the wonderful festivities. We're all in the studio, and you have to know where this starts, is Glenn Coble was doing a show at the time called Swap Shop, where you call and sell your items on the air, and Charlie hated this theme song for Swap Shop. He just hated the Swap Shop theme song for some reason. Paul Savage sang it, and he told me he didn't like it, so I decided to bring this up. So that's the scene. A lot of drinking going on, a lot of moonshine, a lot of eggnog, and this is what happened on the Christmas Eve morning, and this is why we avoid things like this now, but this is the Christmas Eve morning of 2009, this is what happened, the number one most requested WGH Christmas memory. Here you go, enjoy.
Okay, we're back once again here at your Christmas program today. Yes, it sure is Christmas, isn't it?
And we've still got another hour after this.
We do.
The Exchange Club is on.
Oh, that's right, the Exchange Club.
Which will all be, and I heard you saying earlier on how much you really enjoy the Swap Shop theme song.
Oh, don't mention it. Oh, it's time for Swap Shop. Bring your goods here, we'll sell them for you. Oh, my. I've heard some bad themes, but boy, I tell you, that gets up and walks out.
Well, that was a heck of a job. I mean, the poor fellow is, he's mentally challenged.
Yeah.
What? Oh, no. Gee whiz. That's terrible. Oh. Who sings that, don't you?
The Swap Shop theme.
Oh, we have an incoming call.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Who sings
Jeez. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charles.
Yes.
Yeah, are you guys in the swap today?
What? Are we in the swap? Yeah, you want to join us in the sauce?
You sound like you're in the sauce today. You're having too much fun.
That's right. You're exactly right.
It's Christmas. I am having pretty fun.
Yep, you're having too much fun. Cheer. All right, Charlie.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, Jesus.
No more
knock
forever.
Oh, man.
And that that's why we don't have Christmas festivities like that anymore. See, that's the year that, right there, we just, no more Christmas festivities because of things like that. What a...
Poor fellow.
Oh, Lord. Every year I hear that clip, I think, oh, man.
I feel bad for the poor guy.
Oh, the late Bob Austin, he's going on to his reward now, but what, I couldn't believe... that he did that imitation right to him on the phone twice. Like he didn't hear it the first time he was making fun of him. Oh, my God. And I know that he was embarrassed about that because he'd been drinking too heavy. During the break, he was kind of, woo. He didn't even know we had a whole nother hour to go.
We do.
Oh, yes. And I, like, he'd never heard of the show. He was on it every week. I said, yes, the Exchange Club. Oh, yes. The Exchange Club.
Oh, you got to bring back those kind of shows.
That's, he'd that's only been on it for like 8 years. Why would he remember that it would be on?
I think we ought to bring back the... Well, I mean, I guess we did it last year. You ought to bring back the Eggnog and Moonshine.
Well, maybe we will this year on the Christmas Eve morning. But that right there, that put an ugly mark on the holidays for all of us.
Oh, no, that's how you want to spend the holidays right there.
Well, you know, after that, we sobered everybody up and made sure that we didn't have festivities like that. I think Glenn, the following year, had a few drinks, but holy moly, nothing like that. That was an ugly time.
Sounds like it.
See, that's why Christmas can get marred. You worry about gifts. Now, see, that's the type of marred Christmas you don't want.
See, that's what you want in Christmas right there.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you have any thoughts on our favorite Christmas memory here? Jeez.
I like it. I think it's good.
I was sitting there when it happened, and I just remember, oh my God. You know, like, what can you do? Can't put the genie back in the bottle.
I mean, he didn't seem all that upset about it, I guess.
No, he was inebriated.
Oh, no. Not
Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Oh, who knew? Bob wasn't there.
What do you... Oh, well, he wasn't there, I guess, in person. He called in.
Yeah.
I mean...
He hung up, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, he hung up pretty much right after the second one.
Well, I think he knew what was going on. Well, he kept saying, you're in the sauce. He knew. If you listen to that broadcast, if you listen to the whole 2 hours prior to that, you can see it getting progressively worse.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, you guys seemed intoxicated.
It sounded okay in the beginning. But as the time frame went on, and people continued to knock back the eggnog and the moonshine, the day got a little stiff as time went on. You know, if you listen to that broadcast back, it really was rough toward the end.
No, that.
People didn't realize when the breaks were coming up, and they were talking right through them, and it was just a whole thing.
You just gotta look over.
But it was just no, I don't even think that was going on. That's why the phone, I think we had the phones turned up so you could hear the ringer. I mean, it was a whole thing.
Oh, well, I could hear the ringer when Bob Austin called.
Yeah, we had to do that because nobody was looking at the phone.
Personally, I think you ought to hook up the old actual phone. I don't know what you could, rotary phone?
Well, we don't have a rotary, we have a push button.
You don't have a rotary phone?
I don't think so.
You gotta get a rotary phone. Those are cool.
So, what's coming up next on your show?
Well, we're going to talk a lot about football.
So you don't have any delightful Christmas memories?
No. I mean, I'm sure there's some Christmas memories to share. I don't know.
I hope people enjoyed this walk down memory lane. And we've got a lot of time. We've got 20 days to get through the rest of these Christmas vinyls, which will be fun.
Oh, well, I love the Christmas vinyls.
We did play Arthur Treacher tonight.
That's the best one.
At least we got that one out.
Other than that, you know... I don't know. I'm not big on the Chipmunks, I guess.
Well, we've got the Chipmunks. We've got Sesame Street. We've got Ruth Lyons.
I don't remember any of the Ruth Lyon thing.
Oh, yeah, Ruth Lyon. We got the Christmas Carol with... who is that? Lionel Barrymore, I think. So we got it all here.
That sounded about right.
We've got it all. I don't know what that is. Oh, Arthur Godfrey. Anyway, we'll get back to that next week. The Fruitcake Toss coming up next week. Matt's show coming up next hour. Stay with us here on WGH Talk for this night with the holiday memories. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar